KSL at night. KSL at night.
Welcome back to KSL at Night. I'm Rusty Cannon. I'm here with Taylor Morgan. And tonight we are going to talk a bit about this weekend coming up. A busy weekend on the political scene in Utah. Of
Rusty,
course, Taylor, you're familiar with this.
Rusty, why is it that whenever it is county convention or state convention, it just so happens to be perfect weather? What is up with that? The one Saturday in the spring when I am stuck inside a convention hall with a bunch of nutty people all day long, Rusty, why does it have to be 70 degrees and perfectly beautiful sunny outside?
That's just, this is the way it works. That's your punishment, right?
Just one rainy day on convention is all right. I ask.
It would be nice. It's supposed to be a great weekend. At least this Saturday, I believe there's at least three county conventions. I live in Davis County, so we have Davis County, I think Salt Lake County, and then one other north as well. I'm actually helping volunteer at the Davis County convention, and we got a busy schedule. Federal candidates in and out. I think they're jumping around with three conventions. And as you know, these county conventions, you have legislative races, county races, all kinds of things. If you're looking for intense political action, it is happening at these conventions, right?
And I mean, anyone is welcome.
Is welcome to go. It's, in fact, if you've never been, I would suggest you go. It is a fascinating process to watch. It can get quite exciting, and they're important, right? It's where the delegates have been selected, go out and sort of kick the tires of these candidates and vote at these conventions. And one way for them to get on the primary ballot is through this convention system. So, I know in Davis County, there's several legislative races that are going to be closely watched. Some have gathered signatures to get on the primary ballot. Some have not. Our county commission, I think we have one spot and there are nine candidates running for one spot. So that'll be an interesting a vote as well. See how everybody tries to help themselves stand out amongst nine other candidates. It's not an easy job.
It's going to be very, very exciting. There are so many open seats throughout Utah, and particularly in these counties, there are some very competitive, hotly contested races among convention candidates in Davis County, in Salt Lake County. I know that other counties have recently held conventions or will shortly. State conventions for both the Utah Republican Party and the Democratic Party, their state conventions will both be on Saturday, April 27th.
Yes.
And so we're just a few weeks away from that as well. The deadline for signature gathering candidates to submit signatures for state races is Monday, the 15th.
Yeah, that's right. That's
so,
coming up.
Yeah, we are in the thick of election season, of convention and primary season. And really, a lot of the big, big competitive races will, if not necessarily decided at convention, I think we'll come away from convention with a lot of indications as to who is the most competitive, who has the best campaign apparatus, who has really dialed in their strategy. We'll have a really good look into that coming out of county conventions and state convention on the 27th.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you have the statewide races as well as local races, and you want to build momentum out of the convention. You know, if you want to be on the primary ballot, whether you're doing that through the signature route or through the convention, you want momentum through, coming out of it. And obviously that's what everybody's shooting for. You'll have some broken hearts and, people that, don't make the cut, and it's tough to watch. And we salute those that run because
Absolutely. It's
not easy.
Yeah.
And to have your name not listed at the top can be pretty humbling.
It's really hard.
Yeah. And so, everybody involved is doing the best they can. So it'll be an exciting weekend, and absolutely you'll be missing a morning tea time with some really good weather. Absolutely.
Well, I'm hoping I'll make up for it with maybe some cookies or treats or swag at candidate
swag.
Booths
on
Saturday.
You can have all the swag you want. Yeah. T-shirts, buttons, bottled water, you name it. You just bring a bag.
Well, and if you can't, listeners, if you're not able to attend a county convention in person this Saturday, be sure to follow KSL online on Twitter. The full team here at KSL News Radio, as well as KSL TV, will be at county conventions, dare I say, live tweeting it, or at least some of the best moments. Rusty?
Yes.
You have an official role with the Davis County Republican Party. Tell our listeners about that, and then I have a few questions for you.
Yeah, so the elections chair, I agreed to help with that. So our job as the elections team is to have the ballots ready to go and have the process run smoothly. Everybody wants a secure, good election.
Yeah.
They don't want to wait in a long line. They want to know the results as quick as possible, and which is generally, you know, easy to do. A lot of the races have two folks. There's the one race we mentioned that have nine. Well, they use instant runoff voting. So you rank your candidates one through nine.
Okay.
And there's a process that you know, everybody is familiar with to go through and narrow that down. You know, it's a great process to watch. But yeah, that's our hope, is for a very smooth Saturday.
Now, following up on the March 5th Republican caucus night, obviously there were some issues there.
Yeah.
The state Republican Party and many of the county parties have faced pretty intense criticism from Republican voters who were very frustrated with how caucus night went, with how the presidential preference vote played out.
Yeah.
What, at least with Davis County, speaking to your role and what you have seen so far in Davis County, what kind of steps or measures is the county party taking there in Davis to provide a better, more secure or more transparent process for Saturday?
Yeah, the Davis County Chair Yemi, he's great. He's got it all buttoned up and ready to go. I think with the statewide, it was such a massive turnout and such a volunteer driven effort. It was a little tough. And it was, you know, the presidential preference poll. It was a little anticlimactic at that point, just because everybody had dropped out, and you essentially had two names plus one other name on there. That it just wasn't quite as exciting. But the important thing is it is volunteer driven, right? And everybody does the best job they can.
Yeah.
And everybody's comfortable with it. This Saturday, I think the same with Davis, Salt Lake, and I can't remember who the other county is. This Saturday, they'll all be going smoothly. Everybody's learned lessons. It's paper balloting. So they're, at least in our case in Davis County, so there's, it's pretty hard to mess up paper balloting.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Okay. On a personal level, and you have to be honest, what is your favorite thing about convention and what is your least favorite element? It can be anything. Just be honest.
Well, I think everybody would say this. The length of it is sometimes a problem, right? You know, after 4 or 5 hours, you're like, okay, I have been here. I have done my part.
That's the worst. This. Yeah, the worst is when the call to order the convention starts at 9 a.m. and there's a long line of folks trying to do like irrelevant bylaw changes or just fight about nothing, minutia, and you don't get around to voting on candidates or hearing candidate speeches until 5 or 6 p.m.
Yeah.
That drives me bonkers.
I agree. But you know what I love? The beauty about the caucus system, and I know everybody's got their opinion on it, is it allows anybody to run.
Yeah.
So you see people like, you know, the youngest legislator I believe ever elected was this past cycle, a police officer down in Provo, right?
Yeah.
You know, just you can go and run. You don't have to have those resources. There are issues, you know, with the caucus system. Yeah. We can talk a long time about that, which we're all familiar with. But that's the beauty of it. And eventually, I think if this changes, you'll see Utah change. But that's a whole nother conversation.
Yeah.
But I think this Saturday, it's just an exciting thing. That's the thing that I really love to see, is you see new people come about that are, you know, they don't have to be from great circumstances. Anybody can run and take a shot at it. Those races are won at kitchen tables, knocking on doors, because it's a smaller number of delegates you're dealing with. And so it's a crucible.
Yeah.
And so people go through that process, and that's what's the beauty about it. But yeah, it sometimes takes a long time, especially if they're debating bylaws or things like that. It can be a bit of a slog.
Yeah. Well, and you know, as we continue hosting this show, you know, to be transparent by way of background, I'm kind of known as the Count My Vote guy. You know, that's my role. I'm the executive director of the organization that added the signature path to the ballot, essentially as another path outside of just caucus convention. Mm-hmm. So I still participate in caucus convention. I see a ton of value there. Mm-hmm. I think it's wonderful in theory, and sometimes in practice the wheels fall off a little bit, but that doesn't mean I don't see that it has all those attributes that you mentioned. So we'll get into it. We're going to maybe have some great debates in the future about the process, and I really look forward to that. So
thank you for listening to KSL Tonight. We will be back shortly with Congressman Blake Moore. You're going to want to stay tuned.